I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Coming up, the four-year anniversary of Russia's Ukraine invasion and what lies ahead. Later, protests continue despite state repression in Iran. First, 4 years ago today, Russia began its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says there are three things to understand on this anniversary: the loss, trauma, and dogged fight for freedom that Ukraine's next generation is experiencing.
It's brutal to look at what this war has done to so many young lives, leaving the families broken and fractured.
Children and adults carry invisible scars, the war within the war. As headlines on Russia-Ukraine peace talks continue,
this trauma means that any political process for peace really is irrelevant when it comes to peace within the heart. The real question is, both on the Ukrainian side and on the Russian side, will people caught up in the torment of this war turn to Christ and his saving grace?
One way Christians can enter the spiritual battle is by providing relief. You can help support this work, which Mock says builds bridges to lasting peace in Jesus.
It is equipping local churches to reach the people in their own community or people who are fleeing to their community.
And above all, please pray.
I am not going to ask you to pray for peace in Ukraine. I'm going to ask you to pray for peace in the hearts of many Ukrainian families and many Russian families.
Staying with Ukraine, Bible translators were not immune when Russia invaded in 2022. Dane of Unfolding Word says one gateway language project had to be put on hold.
The war has had a devastating impact on Bible translation and church planning efforts, including our ability to deliver completed translation guides in Russian to the church-centric Bible translators across the former Soviet Union.
Unfolding Word equips believers in the local church to translate scripture into minority languages. A team working near the front lines in eastern Ukraine had to be relocated when the war began. Today, they're living far from home, and daily survival takes priority. The team leader says in a recent report,
"For us now, getting food can feel like something out of the Hunger Games." But he said, "We continue working on Bible translation."
Yet believers see a glimmer of hope in their language community throughout Eurasia.
Evangelical Christians have always been viewed with a little suspicion, but because they're serving their neighbors, people are beginning to have a different attitude about the evangelicals and the gospel that they preach, and they live there with peace.
Keep praying for the war to end and pray for funding to get the Eurasian project back online. Also, despite the Iranian government's attempts to suppress protests, they continue across cities and universities. The authorities' own brutality toward protesters and their families strengthens the resistance. Many Iranians no longer want to live under the current system. Lily Ritchie with Iran Alive shares a recent story that exposes the depth of corruption and cynicism.
A father contacted us who was a believer and said that, "I lost my 20-year-old son in the protests, and when I went to get his body, I had to pay for the number of bullets that were used to kill my son, and there were three."
They demanded a sum of about $6,000. When families cannot afford the fee but want to bury their loved ones, authorities pressure them to claim their relative was a government soldier.
They're asking people to lie so that they can falsify the number of the people, the authorities that were participating in the protests.
The father of the deceased son added,
he said, "I'm sharing this with you not as a victim, but as a victor, knowing that even though in our losses, God is with us and he will get us through this."
He asks those who hear his story to be a voice for his son and expose the evil at work in Iran. Pray for freedom for the Iranian people and for God's justice. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.